Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that I have the opportunity to spend this particular time with you. We are going to actually go into our health segment. God has blessed us and given us the wisdom, and we're going to go into our health segment. Because there's nothing like being healthy for Christ. And this is not going to be a sermonette or a message, but we're going to become healthier with the guidance of Jesus Christ. And so on tonight, we're just going to formulate some goals, and we're going to really focus on treating our bodies better than what we've been treating our bodies. For instance, instead of eating fried foods 2 times a week, eat it once. And then eventually you will get tired of eating or putting things in your body that's not good. We're going to talk about, different things that we put in our bodies. And we're going to go all the way from A to Z. And so we're going to continue to promote health. We're going to continue to promote wellness on the AfridaLoveShow.com. But I want to read to you Psalm 136. I want to thank God and my family and my friends and all of you for tuning in. But I want to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add blessings to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And actually, I'm going to be very honest with you. My throat hurts. And, I have an excruciating pain on the side of my neck, but I know that God is able, and I do know that I think I know where it stems from, and so I'm going to put a halt to some things, but my throat, as I said before, we're going to exercise using our throats, and because we have a lot of singers who listen and they want to know great exercises for the throat, whether it's speaking or singing. And I don't even sing and my throat is hurting. I know what it's from, and it happened this past year as well, and so I know exactly what it's from. So anyways, we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay. And so what I want you to do, because we're starting our first day of class in health and fitness and human performance. Oh, my gosh, it's taking me back to my Baylor days. Here we go. All right, so we're going to pray first because I'm getting excited here. God says, whoa. And I'm just going to talk to you like I talk to my friends and my family, and it's going to be relaxed, and we're just going to get into shape. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to start. It's very important as the Lord is speaking, and I want you to know that the Lord is in this. It's not just me, and I'm not going to, neglect the Lord, okay? So God says that our minds have to become healthy first. And so, yes, we're going to come up with goals on today. We're going to come up with fitness goals, and we're going to come up with things, goals for our minds, goals for our heart, physical and spiritual, and goals for our body. That's what we're going to do today, okay? So that's our first day of class, and we're going to have this class every other week. Every other week, okay? Because I want you to have time to feel and see the results, all right? It works. Trust me. I've tried it before, and that's how I'm able to conduct this session with you. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And, Lord, we ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that each person who listens and those who are going to listen be helped, Lord, and continue to become healthier so that we can increase and expand our lives, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you lead and guide us in the right direction and help us to become healthier mentally, physically, and spiritually. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And this is very lax. I want y'all to get comfortable because I'm going to just talk like I'm talking to, you know, people I've known for years. And so, you know, I want you to get out a sheet of paper and I want you to write health and human performance because that is our focus. That is our focus, health and human performance. That's okay if your pen doesn't write, get another one. Health and human performance. Okay? I'll give you time to write that. And you can use a pencil if you want, that's fine. Health and human performance. Okay. This is our first day of class. I want to welcome each and every one of you. And if that pen doesn't write, you have time to get another one because I'm going to explain to you what we're going to do. With this particular class, we are going to really focus on health and human performance. The difference, if you want to write this down, between health and performance, first of all, is health deals with the mind, the body, and it deals with food. Performance deals with our muscles, right? Deals with our blood flow. When we talk about muscles, we're talking about fast twitch and slow twitch. We're going to learn about that. We're going to talk about why is it that when you first start a regimen and you haven't been working out in a while, why is it that our muscles become tense and tight and we're sore? You know, even when I was in high school or when I was training for events or marathons, I mean, I would be so sore I couldn't move. It would hurt to move because my muscles were not used to, when I was younger, were not used to going 26 to 30 miles. Just wasn't. So when we do something different with our bodies will let us know that it's uncomfortable. And so we're going to be sore, okay? So that's not a bad thing. So I want you to know that health in this particular class deals with the mind, the body, and food, okay, and put drinks as well. Performance deals with the muscles, blood flows, our organs, okay, deals with the anatomy. Yes, thank you, Lord, the anatomy. All right, deals with our anatomy, and we're going to talk about anatomy some. For those of you who are taking anatomy, listen, just ask me the basic questions, okay? All right, so health and human performance. Health, mind, body, food, drinks. Performance, muscle, blood, organs, and anatomy. Now, I want you to write your name anywhere on that piece of paper. I want you to write this particular sentence starter. My health goal and put your name in parentheses is what? But you're going to write my health goal is, for instance, to think more positive thoughts each day. that could be a health goal. My health goal is to think more positive thoughts each day. And then in parentheses, I want you to put health. Because that deals with the mind. Excuse me, put mind right beside health. Put mind. That's in the category of the mind. Okay? But I want you to make your own goal. So don't write the goal. This is my health goal. And I just put this as an example because you can never stop thinking in a positive manner too much. So I want to keep that focus. I want to continue to think positively each and every day. So I want to continue. Okay? All right, as far as performance, I want you to put my performance goal is to what? My performance goal. Remember, performance goals deals with the muscles, the blood, and the organs. So my performance goal is to increase the oxygen level going to my brain in order to continue to increase knowledge. When you have a lot of oxygen going to your brain, you're able to think better. So that's why they say movement is very important, not only to help us in maintaining physical fitness, but it's very important in helping to maintain our thinking levels. That's why you see different individuals, after lessons, you have professors or teachers saying, hey, okay, walk around the room, stand up, because we're getting that blood flow and we're getting that oxygen to the brain so that we can continue to think, okay? All right. So you should have your health goal, okay? You should have your performance goal. And last but not least, you need to have your fitness goal. Now, all right, before you even start any of this, because I'm going to tell you most of this is going to be things that you can do. It's going to be very easy for you to get in shape because some of these things you don't have to leave your home. You can do them in your house. These are creative ways to just build stronger muscles, to build, your thinking levels and things of that nature. But I want you to be realistic. It doesn't matter how much you weigh, and you don't need to share that. It doesn't really matter. But I need for you to put down a goal for your body weight or body mass, okay? When we talk about muscle mass or body mass, we're talking about the percentage of fat, and we're going to get into that. I'm not going to even tell you that yet because I want you to know the percentage of fat. And we're talking about the calorie intake each day. Now, this is what I don't want, okay? I don't want anyone feeling like once we get into this particular regimen of health that you must stop eating or that you starve yourself. That's not the case. This is not a quick fix. This is not any tea that you drink. This is not a starve yourself for 8 hours and then try to eat. No, this is a holistic approach spiritually to becoming healthy and fit. It works. And you don't have to starve yourself. You don't have to take pills, none of that. It deals with part of it is prayer. Part of it is goals, keeping focus on the goals. Part of it is looking at our diets. I'm going to share with you some of my diets. or food intake. It's not really a diet. It's a food intake. I'm going to share with you how to get oxygen to the brain. I'm going to share with you how to really optimize your muscles and things of that nature. But the next goal is a goal that I want you to have for your body mass or your calorie intake or basically your weight. So what would be your goal? So you're going to say, my goal for my, are you going to say body mass? You're going to say calorie intake? Or what are you going to say? Okay, I'm going to give you time to think. Okay. Now, so for instance, my goal, and I'm going to share it with you because I don't have anything to hide. My goal for my weight is to maintain a weight between 160 and 167 because that's a healthy weight for a chick my height, 5'8". Okay. So, your goal, what is your goal? Or your goal could be dealing with calories, for instance. You're going to make sure you have these many calories in the morning, these many calories at night. But you're not going to starve yourself. Or when we talk about muscle mass, I want to have, you know, 15% of muscle mass on my legs and 15% in my arms. Now, this is the thing, and this is just off topic we're talking. We're going to get back to our goals because a lot of people are thinking about this. When we talk about muscle mass and lifting weights, and I always tell people, because I don't lift weights, you know, I really don't. I just do, you know, I don't lift weights. But when you lift weights and you stop lifting weights, all of that turns into fat, okay? And that could be a good thing and it could not be, depending on how you maintain your weight, okay? So, for instance, my goal is to maintain my weight between 160 and 167 because that is healthy for someone my height. We're going to have charts as well. Okay, so that you can look at, and you can Google it as well. You can look at how much or how tall you are and look at the weight, okay? So, for instance, my health goal, Afrita Love, is to think more positive thoughts each day. And actually, my health goal, Afrita Love, is to continue to think more positive thoughts each day because I want my mind to be healthy, okay? My performance goal is to increase the oxygen level going to my brain in order to continue to increase my knowledge. My goal for my weight is to maintain my weight between the ranges of 160 to 167 pounds. Okay? All right. So what I want you to do is either get a highlighter or just circle it like I'm doing, and I want you to underline, listen to me closely, because part of being healthy is listening. All right? My health goal, underline my health goal, Aaron, I want you to circle your goal, your actual goal. For instance, mine is to continue to think positive thoughts. So, okay, to continue to think positive thoughts each day. So I'm going to circle that. My performance goal is to increase the oxygen levels going to my brain in order to continue to increase knowledge. So my performance goal, underline it, increase the oxygen level, circle it. My goal for my weight, underline, is to maintain 160 and 167. That is a healthy weight for a chick my height. Okay? All right. Now, let's go into the second part. Told you this class is going to be fun. All right, so we're only focusing now, okay, on health, human performance, and, of course, a personal goal. So let's look at your first health goal, okay? Let's look at our first health goal. My first health goal is to continue to think positive thoughts each and every day. That is my first health goal. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write health, right? And I'm going to write positive thoughts. Okay? Then I'm going to look at my second goal, and I'm going to say, this is my performance goal, so I'm going to write performance. Okay? I want to increase my oxygen levels. And then, of course, personal. I want to maintain 160 to 167. And this is the hard part, okay? Butterflies just went in my stomach when God showed me this. Now God is asking us, y'all. He said, okay, you want positive thoughts, Alfreda. I'm using myself as an example, and I'm going to give you time, okay? Because you want your mind to continue to think positive thoughts. He says you're going to have to give up some things that's lingering in your mind. And so the question is, what are we willing to give up? He says, okay, you want to increase your oxygen levels. What are you going to do that? Okay, you want to maintain 160 to 167, but you still eat chocolate dip cookies. Matter of fact, you eat two of them. So what are you going to do about it? What sacrifice? And I'm being real because this is the real deal, right? So when we look at the health aspect and we look at, you know, what is our goal for health? What is our goal for performance? What is our personal goal? On the side, I want you to write down, and we're not going to share this, you know, holistically, but I want you to think about this. What are you willing to give up to reach that particular goal? What are you willing to give up? And be honest with yourself. Nobody's looking. Nobody knows but you. I don't even know what you're putting. Okay? So you're going to have to give up something in order to maintain this particular weight or in order to maintain these positive thoughts. I'm going to give us about 10 to 15 minutes. That may be too long. I'm going to give us about 5 minutes. And I want us to really think about, I mean, really think about what we are willing to give up. All right? There are some habits in each one of these aspects. There are some habits. Matter of fact, there are a lot of habits that we could give up. And guys, I'm going to tell you like this. When we talk about losing weight, we're going to have to lose some things. And this is all part of that heart surgery procedure, okay? So here we go. And I may have some music on in a few minutes, a little Mozart or something like that. But we're going to really focus on these three areas. So once again, for those who are just joining me, how are y'all doing? Thank you so much for joining. I know you have work and all that good stuff. We had some goals that we put down here. For instance, in the health part, I wanted to deal with the mind, and so I said I wanted to continue to think positive thoughts. And then for performance, I said I wanted to increase my oxygen levels. And then for my personal goal, I said that I wanted to maintain 160 to 167 pounds. And God showed me that I'm going to have to give up some of those chocolate chip cookies, and I'm going to cry. Okay, y'all, I'm just being real. But here we go. We're going to get to play Mozart, and I want you to really think about what you're going to put down. And everything that we do on the health segment deals with increasing our knowledge or increasing our fitness levels or something. So every experience that we have in health, including the music and everything, increases our knowledge. You are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, and we are writing down what we're willing to give up in order to become healthier so that when God calls us out in order to evangelize and when he blesses us immensely and he, you know, blesses us unexpectedly and, you know, we will be sure to be healthy spiritually and physically for God, okay? All right, so let's go ahead and write down what God has given us as Mozart is playing. Mm-hmm. right. I got carried away with that song, and I looked at it, and I said, Lord Jesus, this song lasts an hour and 30 minutes. Okay, so we've had plenty of time to go ahead and write down some thoughts. If you're still thinking, keep thinking. But we're going to go ahead and move on. Okay, so when we looked at, I'm just going to give you some examples. When we looked at the mind, because the mind must be healthy as well, ladies and gentlemen, because that's how we prevent individuals from going into that state called depression, going into that state called I don't believe in God, I've lost faith, going into that state of I can't do this, God has blessed me with this, I can't do it, going into that state of listening to negativity and believing it. And so part of my goal is to continue to think positive thoughts. When I wake up in the morning, I say I'm going to have a good day, no matter what. It does not matter. I'm going to have a good day. You know, we are supposed to authorize our days in the name of Jesus, right? Okay. And so this is a simple fix. Think positive, right? Think positive. One of my solutions to helping me to think or continue to think more positive thoughts is to think positive when I wake up in the morning. Notice I said when God blesses me to wake up in the morning to think positive thoughts. It's very important. You have to almost ordain and anoint your day. And matter of fact, that's what I want us to do, especially when we're dealing with the mind. I want us to begin to anoint each, and I'm serious, it's very important, each second, each minute, each hour. Anoint it when you wake up. Anoint each second, minute, and hour, and be sincere, okay? So that was one of my particular solutions to making sure that I continue to think positive. You know, when I wake up, I'm happy that I'm awakened. I'm happy that God has blessed my family and he's blessed my friends and all these other people to wake up. So when I wake up, I'm thinking positive thoughts. God says think on the good things. I'm thinking positive thoughts. I'm not trying to hear nothing negative. And we're going to have things that are negative. Don't get me wrong. It's not like, woo, we live in a very fluffy world. No, and I'm not a fluffy person. But at the same time, God has blessed us with this day, and he didn't have to. And so why not think positive? Why not help somebody out? Why not have a smile on your face? There's no need. Right? There's no need to think negative. I don't have time for it. All right. My number two performance goal was to increase oxygen levels. What does that mean? It means move. Get off the couch. That's what it means. More movement. You know, I have this pain in my neck, and I have this pain in my throat, like my neck and my throat. And it's like I'm a singer because singers complain about that as well, and I don't sing. Now, unless, you know, if we had our top 15, I was trying to sing, but I know what this is from. It's from, you know, other things, but my goodness. Okay, so in order to increase oxygen levels, there must be some type of movement. Get off the couch. Get off the computer, right, and move, walk, do something, okay? When we look at the personal goal, right, we're getting older. You know, I'm not 15 anymore. I'm not 20 anymore. And we're going to talk about metabolism. There are some secrets to getting your metabolism just like it was when you were 15 and 16. No pills involved, no type of anything you have to take. It's plain old good health and fitness practices that we learn not only in practicum and classes, but when we go to the clinics, period. And it has to do with science, all right? So when we talk about the personal, maintaining a weight of 160 to 167, I have a habit, and I'm going to be very honest with you. So you have it easy because, you know, you don't have to share yours, but I'm leading this, so I'm going to share, right? So I'm sharing this with you. I love chocolate. I'm telling you, you put some chocolate in my face, I love chocolate. Chocolate is something I love. It's not my weakness because I can do without chocolate. I did without chocolate for a good 2 months. But I can do without chocolate if I have to, right? But I love chocolate. I love Jason's Deli chocolate chip cookies. I love H-E-B's chocolate chip cookies. I love my mother's chocolate chip cookies. I love my friend's chocolate chip cookies. You give me chocolate chip cookies, my goodness, I'm going to eat them, okay? So I looked at, okay, so I want to maintain this 160 to 167. All right, so that means that I'm going to have to give up one of these cookies. So when I go to Jason's Deli and just order cookies, that's all I want, cookies and water, right? When I go to Jason's Deli, I'm going to have to decide that somebody's going to have to stay, right? One of those cookies going to have to stay. I can't take both of them. And they good, though. So I'm going to have to limit myself to one cookie per day. Now, I'm being realistic, all right? Or chocolate, period. You know, chocolate once a day. I'm going to have to limit it. I'm going to have to discipline myself once a day. But I also said that I was going to make up for that because I was going to eat vegetables, right? I have not had bread for about 6 months. I have not. You know, whether it's a tuna fish sandwich, whatever it is, I've used crackers instead, right? So that's what I buy, crackers with tuna fish or with chicken salad. You know, I try not to eat bread. I have not eaten bread in about 6 months. Water. Water is very important. Water is going to be, and I want you to remember this, water is going to be one of our key factors for our metabolism, and it's going to be tap water, okay? Then we have sugar intake. Sugar intake, wow, everything we eat practically contains sugar, and it's good. So we're going to have to monitor our sugar intake, especially if we were talking about our weight or even our muscle mass or anything. Sugar is associated to all of that. So in this activity, make sure that as we go through this course, you understand your goals. After about 6 weeks, well, no, actually in September, God's will, we're going to have more goals. All right, we're going to start over with some more goals because with these goals, you know, things become a habit after 3 days, right? So if we continue on our regimen, waking up, I'm just talking about mine here, waking up thinking positive, you know, moving more, instead of two chocolate chip cookies, get one and eat chocolate once a day. Eat vegetables like I have been. I love beans and all that good stuff. Then we should be able to discipline ourselves so that we can reach our potential. That's how easy it is. But it all starts with the mind. Because what happens is, and we're finished with this activity, but I want you to keep this paper. This is class one. I'm going to be real with you. What happens is our minds become tempted. For instance, we say, okay, I'm going to eat one chocolate chip cookie. And so you buy one chocolate chip cookie, you buy some water, right? You walk out of the particular place, and you look at that cookie, right? And you look at all those chocolate chips that's on the cookie, and you're like, oh, my goodness, I got to get another one. Or, right, you buy the cookie, whatever cookie or chocolate for lunch, right? You can get it anywhere. You buy it for lunch, and then you eat your M&Ms or whatever you have, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and then you're like, wow, that was good. So when you get off of work, you go back to the store and get another chocolate chip cookie, or you get some more candy. Well, that's going to have to be cut out. Either we're going to eat the chocolate at our lunch, or either we're going to eat it before we go home or when we go home. It can't be both. And so that's how I'm disciplining myself. Just giving you an example. It's just an example, okay? All right. So that's what we're doing. Okay. So we have our goals, which is a start. And I'm going to tell you, this road is not going to be easy because we're going to have to give up some things, some habits. And that's what health is basically about. It's not about starving yourself. It's not about drinking something and becoming automatically healthy, right? Because you're cheating your body. You're not moving. You're just drinking some tea or whatever you're drinking, you know. So we're going to have to give up some things, and it's going to take discipline to do so. We're going to have to give it up, right? We're going to have to give it up. It's very important. We have to give up some things. And so, I mean, we have a lot going on in this ministry. We have heart surgery going on, right? We have needs and assessments going on. We have powerful prayer going on. And now the Lord is asking us to give up some of our unhealthy things that we're doing to our bodies. What is going on, Lord? But I like it. So we're going to try these different aspects that we talked about. We're going to work on our goals starting now, right? We're going to work on our goals. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we work on our goals. I mean, when I say we work on our goals, that we work on each and every one of our goals, okay? And we need to start now. It is very, very, very important that we do so, okay? Okay, so with this particular class, our next class, let me just fill you in a little bit. Our next class will be kind of like a question. And I know that some of you are shy. You're only shy when we're on air. Now, when I see you in person, it's a different story. But, and you don't want to share, and this is personal. It's very personal because it deals with us. You know, it's very personable. And so our next segment will be what goals did we reach? And our next segment is not next week, but the following week. Which goals did we meet? Am I thinking positive? Am I allowing somebody to make me think negative? Do I really believe in myself? You know, did I really get rid of those negative thoughts? I'm going to have to get rid of them. Buried thoughts, negative thoughts, they're gone. You know, I believe in God, I believe in myself, and I believe in others. And so, you know, negative thoughts, they're gone. You can't tell me that God's not good. You can't tell me that that's impossible because I know better. And that's the type of mindset that we want. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, I can. I can be whatever I want to be because I have God. Okay? That's the type of mindset that God is building. He says our minds have to get a little stronger. Our confidence has to get a little stronger. Right? And the thing about it, I'm going to tell you about the mind. We are building an infrastructure based on Christ with our minds. And you have to have a strong mind. You have to be able to think for yourself. Parents and family always taught us that. Think for yourself. Do not let anyone influence your thinking. That is something nobody can take away, is your thinking. Okay? So when we talk about the mind, we're talking about our thinking process. Okay? Believing in yourself. God says you have to have constant. God is getting ready to open doors. It's almost here, y'all. It's almost here. Can you believe it? And we have to have that bold mindset. Not haughty mindset, but we have to be confident within ourselves, and we can do it. We can do it. Performance. Talk about performance. Mine was as simple as increased oxygen levels, but yours may be that you want to move your muscles more because you have arthritis, or because you know, you become stiff after a while, or when you sit down, it hurts. Your legs begin to hurt. You have pain in your knees when you walk. You can't even exercise or walk because you have pain in your knees. Well, one of your performance goals may be, I want to be able to move my knees and legs more when I'm watching television. It could be something simple as that, okay? And then we talk about personal. Once again, personal is you. It's not your mind. It's not your performance. It is you. What do I see when I look in the mirror? What do I see? I see this chick who's about 5'8", 167 pounds, that could stand to have a little bit more physique, you know, a little bit more, you know, a little bit more to work with. Amen. But that's my personal goal, and that's my prerogative, and there's a situation within that personal goal that I have to change. and one of them for my health, is that I only want one chocolate chip cookie. And I'm going to either eat it at lunch or I'm going to eat it at home. I'm not going to have two cookies. And I'm not going to have those good old peanut M&Ms, you know, at lunch and then before I go home. I'm just not going to do it. I eat vegetables. I love beans, and I try to eat beans at least twice a week. You know, and I'm going to continue to do that. As far as bread, bread and I, we no longer really, you know, I don't really eat bread anymore. Okay, maybe once a month, twice a month, maybe. Water, I drink water every day because my body, my system cannot take a lot of sweet tea. I cannot have, I don't drink Gatorade anymore. I used to drink soda water a long time ago. I've been off of soda waters for almost 15 years because soda makes my digestive system go bonkers. I just can't have soda because it's too sweet. I can't have it. It's not good for the body. And then sugar intake. A lot of things have sugar in it, you know, cake and candy. And so we really have to be cognizant of what we're eating. Now then, we haven't even mentioned, and we're not going to mention yet, the meats that we eat. Some of us eat, you know, steaks and all that good stuff. We're not even going to mention that yet. We haven't even gotten to our food groups yet. This is our personal goals. We're trying to make it through this class, and it's a struggle. I'm telling you it is because I'm asking myself to give up one chocolate chip cookie, and it's hard. I love chocolate chip cookies. So don't think that it's just hard for you. Everybody's experiencing this because we have to discipline ourselves. No, you're not going to get two chocolate chip cookies. It's one. One chocolate chip cookie a day or every other day. That's it. Because, you know, I watch what I eat. That's no problem, the salads and the turkey. I watch what I eat. But then when I get to the candy, whew, it's like, let's go for it, you know. But since I've put down that I want to stay in the range of 160 to 167, then I'm going to have to give up one of those chocolate chip cookies. Okay? All right. So someone asked me about metabolism. I'm going to tell you real quick. One of the key factors with metabolism that I'm going to speak about on this particular show is that when we drink cold water, okay, and it's good. Matter of fact, I have a cold water waiting on me in the refrigerator right now. But when we drink cold water, it actually slows down our metabolism, and we're going to study that. When we drink tap water, it actually increases our metabolism. That means we're able to burn more fat. So there are many things that causes our metabolism to trigger and to either burn more fat or to slow down. Now, one of the factors for it to slow down is age, but there are certain things that will increase our metabolism, and metabolism is going to be the key to maintaining our weight as well as our stamina, energy, endurance, all that good stuff. So metabolism is very important, but before we go into metabolism, we have to make sure that we have these goals down. So your homework is I want you to just ponder over these goals, and for the next 2 weeks, look at these goals, review these goals, and then think back and say, did I even meet or accomplish any of these goals? When I get on the scale, I'm going to expect that scale to say 160 to 167. If it says 168, that means I failed at something. But I'm not going to be hard on myself, right? Once again, I'm going to think positive. I'm not going to be hard on myself. Everybody makes mistakes. And so I'm not going to be hard on myself. 160 to 167, that's the range. And I expect that range when I step on the scale. This is a personal goal, and I'm going to work at it. And I'm going to do what I know to do in order to maintain what I have. God says he's getting ready to do some great things, and we must not only take care of what he's getting ready to give us, but we must take care of our bodies the same way. Our temples, he calls it our temples. Okay? All right. So we have our goals down, which is good. That's the most important thing. All right. Some of you are here because you said, I want to lose 10, 15, 20 pounds. Honey, we got to get your mind right first. And that's for everybody. We have to get your mind right first so that you can begin to think positive things. When you think positive, then you move toward positive aspects. Okay? and you change those habits, because some of our eating habits relates to our emotions, and everybody knows that, okay? If, and I'm going to give you a couple of foods to choose from, if you follow those instructions with healthy foods, and I give you a menu online where everybody can see it, and you try for 2 weeks, I guarantee you, you will see some results. You may lose a couple of inches first, and then you're going to lose about 1 or 2 pounds. And this is regular food, no pills, none of that. These are things that I actually use in order to try to maintain my health. Okay? All right. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Listen, be sure to tell someone, tell a family, tell a friend that we have added the Health and Human Performance segment, the segment that I've been talking about for almost 2 months. We've added it. We're getting ready to start it up. We're going to talk about all types of diseases that affect our bodies. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about health and human performance. We're going to have assessments where we actually check our resting heart rate so that when you go out and you go walking, you know how to do that, as well as our working heart rate. We're going to talk about walking for life. We're going to talk about the difference between walking and running. I mean, it's just a health class, and it's going to be great. And so I want you to come back. We have many different things going on with the AfritaLoveShow.com, and we're going to keep them up. And the reason why we're going to keep these up is because it's really helping a lot of people. It's helping me as well. I mean, this show, I look forward to it. I was telling my mother and some other people, I said, I really look forward to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Not because I am the overseer or God has chosen me to be the overseer, but because this show just brings a lot of refuge and relief. It's like, wow, I've escaped the world. And so when I come on and spend this time with you, it's very precious, you know. And so I really love the AfritaLoveShow.com. I mean, it keeps me going. It really does because, you know, it keeps me going. Okay? So please be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, be sure to, you can click on AfritaLoveShow.com and click on number one, Love Radio. I would like for you to check out a couple of the websites, AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, also Afrita.herpages.com. Check those out, please. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. In addition to that, those thousands that we were talking about on yesterday, if you're still thinking about, you know, anything, if you're thinking about, you know, coming to Christ, whatever you're thinking about, please do so. Okay? This show, as I said before, really reaches the masses. It reaches out to individuals. I would love for you to continue to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. If someone asks you, oh, listen, to pray for them, be sure to pray for them, especially pray for your family. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. But if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. So next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Good night, everybody.